This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Durham-based guitarist John Shane has taken on a big musical challenge. He's transcribed the work of W.C. Handy for the guitar. Now, W.C. Handy is known as the father of the blues and was a cornet player who wrote for big bands. So after making his guitar arrangements, John Shane went into the studio and made a record that came out earlier this year. It's called Getting Handy with the Blues, and John Shane joins me in the studio now. Welcome, John. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me back. It's good to be here.
You brought some help. F.J. Ventry is here on the bass. Hi, F.J.
Hi there. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Talk about this. W.C. Handy, I mean, you to transcribe this music, again, a cornet player who's writing for a big band, not for the guitar.
Right.
Tell us how this whole project came about.
Yeah, so I was commissioned by the Craven Arts Council down in New Bern to do a show. They had been putting together a series of 20th century American composers where they have one musician come in and do a whole night of that. So they did Gershwin, they did Cole Porter, they did Paul Simon and James Taylor too. And I think they might have done Joni Mitchell. I mean, they really did all sorts of cool people. And then my friend Steve Kelly, he says, I'd really like it if you would do W.C. Handy. I said, you know he didn't play the guitar, right? He said, well, I know that, but I think if anyone can do it, you can do it.
It's just notes, so, right?
Yeah, it's just a lot of notes.
So what was that? What did you think?
Well, so we looked at a bunch of the different songs that he had done, and we found some sheet music. Some of it was written for pianos, and some of that sheet music came out before there were actually recordings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the first few songs that he did were really just published as paper, right? You know?
Yeah.
And then I was able to find on YouTube people of all places.
Uh-huh.
People take their phones and they film like 78s going around on their big troller.
Right.
And so now you can literally watch a video of a record that was made in 1920.
Yeah.
You know, so it was funny. But there was a lot of different transpositions. They used a lot of different keys in the midst of a single song back then. Mm. Because if you were trying to sell sheet music, you know, the blues is a kind of repetitive formula sometimes. So he turned these things into multi-act
He had to make it look hard so that you didn't think you could do it yourself.
Exactly. You had to get like a 5 or 10 page folio to sell, you know.
How wonderful. That means you got to transcribe. Well, why don't we hear an example of this and we can talk some more.
So this is one of his first big hits. This is the St. Louis Blues. It had more different key changes than we do in this song. We've got simply just two different keys in this
That's plenty.
And we started off with a little tango like this. 2, 3. I hate to see the evening sun go down. Oh, I hate to see the evening sun go down. 'Cause my baby, she done left this town. If I feel tomorrow like I feel today, if I feel tomorrow like I feel today, you know I pack my bag and make my getaway. St. Louis woman with her diamond rings, she pulls men around by her apron strings. And if it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, all the men around, they wouldn't go nowhere, nowhere. I got the St. Louis Blues, just as blue as I can be. That girl got a heart like a rock thrown in the sea. Now she's gone so far from me. You know I love that girl like a schoolboy loves his pie. I love that girl like a schoolboy loves his pie. I love that girl
till the day I die. St. Louis woman with her diamond rings. She pulls men around by her apron strings. And if it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, all the men around, they wouldn't go nowhere, nowhere. I got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. The girl got a heart like a rock thrown in the sea. Now she's gone so far from me. You know I love that girl like a schoolboy loves his pie. I love that girl like a schoolboy loves his pie. Yes, I love that girl till the day I die.
John Shane on guitar and vocals, FJ Ventry on the bass, playing WC Handy's St. Louis Blues from the album out earlier this year called Getting Handy with the Blues. And you can see John and FJ perform at the Eno Festival in Durham on Wednesday, July 4th. Great song. You've been playing the blues long, long time, right?
Yes,
we think
I have.
We know W.C. Handy's work. Everybody's kind of familiar with it if you know, if you're interested in that kind of music. I'm wondering what it's like for you, somebody who knows the genre, probably familiar with his work, to actually get down under the hood and try to, if it changes your understanding of the music.
Well, yeah. There's a lot going on with multiple bass parts and treble parts. The stuff, I mean, we call it blues, and all his the St. Louis blues, the Memphis blues, a lot of it is really close to ragtime. When it comes
right
down
time,
to it,
right,
you know,
right.
A lot of the music is influenced by people like Scott Joplin. Yeah. And I mean, it was some complex stuff.
Well, he's a writer and a composer, and the guy, we call him the father of the blues, not because he made the first blues song, but because he took something that was country and folk music and turned it into a publishable art form.
I mean, he took it literally from the streets.
Right.
And put it in people's living rooms.
Which means he was doing a little bit of what he was transposing, you know, what was maybe originally on guitar or some other instruments.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly like there was music that was folk music that he brought kind of uptown.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I guess what I'm doing here is bringing it back to folk music.
Back to the folk.
Yeah.
John Shane,
taking
it to
the streets.
Will you do another one for us?
Sure. Right. Yeah. This one is called the Down Home Blues. And it's kind of funny because not only was there some transpositions and things going on when I came up with these arrangements, but I had to change some words too because some of the words were just not appropriate in today's day and age, you know. And so this one was done, I think, originally by Mamie Smith, and she sang the words, "You broke my heart, I'm gonna break your face."
Okay.
I can't get away with saying that.
I'm guessing face was one of the words you had to change.
Yeah, I changed a little bit. Okay. So anyway, it goes like this. Never felt so lonesome before. My baby quit me this time. She's gone for sure. And she's broke my heart, for I loved her true. And now I'm worried, lonesome and blue. And I've got the blues in my mind. I just can't stop crying all the time. Woke up this morning, the day was dawning, my loving baby was not about. Oh, she's got that loving, it always makes me shout. And I hope she come back before it all gives out. Now, she was no true gal, but then a new girl could never tempt me or make me sad. Oh, I need a good girl, I need a good girl bad. Just because I ain't been gotten, that don't mean I can't be had.
got the blues in my mind. I just can't stop crying all the time. Some girls think I'm happy, some say I dress snappy, some say I'm funny, quite a few think I've got money. And then there's those who just say, Johnny, you sure smell sweet. So if you put it all together, I get everything a good girl needs. Well, folks, I'm leaving, there's no sense in grieving. I'm brokenhearted and Dixie bound. Oh, I've been mistreated, but ain't got no time to lose. Yes, my train is waiting, I got the down-home blues.
That is John Shane on the guitar and vocals with F.J. Ventry on the bass. They're playing a song from the album Getting Handy with the Blues. And you can see John and F.J. Ventry perform at the Eno Festival in Durham on July 4th. We've got the information at our website, stateofthings.org. Did you feel like you, or did you, do much research on W.C. Handy himself and his process before you did this, or did you let the music tell you where to go?
Well, actually, that show that we ended up doing out there in New Bern, Steve Kelly did a bunch of biography. He read from the book, and he gave a short synopsis on how each song was written and things like that. So I kind of let him deal with all the history, and I did soak in a little bit of it. But there was enough to worry about with the music.
Well, no, but I mean, in other words, you'd already done this before. You didn't feel the need, and I don't think you would necessarily, to figure out his process. Let's listen to the music and tell me what it tells you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've read bits of the biography where he talked about going into a beer hall in Mississippi as a young man with his big band, you know, and then watching as these other guys took the stage playing much simpler music and everybody started throwing money on the stage, and he realized they had made more money in tips than he was getting paid that night. And he said it was in the biography. He says it was then that it occurred to me it could be financially, you know, doable.
So. But he had the ear and the will, again, to go around and collect these songs and to listen almost like an ethnomusicologist to some degree. I mean, it was going to be his business for sure.
Yeah.
And he paid attention.
And let's not forget, too, I mean, he had to overcome the barriers of being an African-American person in a business world in the Jim Crow South. I mean, there were people at first who they kind of grinned and took his money and they ripped him off and things. But eventually he got wise. He started his own publishing company. Right. He had people signed like Bessie Smith. And he did something that nobody had done. In fact, I read that he was responsible for recording the first African-American woman, period.
Well, all of that. I wonder if you have a newfound appreciation for him, having spent as much time with his music, and if you think we appreciate him deeply enough. I mean, Father of the Blues, again, that's a folk style, but his compositional skill goes well beyond that.
Yeah, I mean, there were songs that I did for the show that didn't make it onto the record that you wouldn't even say were blues. You know, like, I mean, he wrote things that were much more gospel sounding, and he was a trained musician. I mean, which again, at that time period, not a lot of people had his abilities or his opportunities.
Well, I'm going to give you time to play us out, but I want to remind everybody that John Shane is a Durham-based guitarist. His album is called, the latest album anyway, Getting Handy with the Blues. And I want to thank you for joining us, John, and F.J. Ventry on the bass. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
They're going to be performing Wednesday, July 4th at the Eno Festival in Durham. And you can find out all of that information at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley's our technical director. El Wadarski's sitting in today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, John Shane.
Yeah, thanks. We'll play out with this ragtime number called the Fuzzy Wuzzy Rag. This one was originally recorded probably about 250 beats a minute with xylophones and trombones and tubas and all that. So it was kind of interesting making this into a guitar piece. But here it goes. 2, 3, boom.